Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we will discuss what to do with our leaves in the yard, give some gardening tips, along with talking about the McPherson County wheat plots and covering a lot of extension news and information. But first, I would like to let you know about the Ag Land Lease Series we are hosting at the Extension Office in January and February of 2013. This program will build off the Women in Agriculture series that we have held in the past. This series will cover topics like pasture leases, cover crops and cover residue grazing, and hunting leases. Plan now and sign up for our four-part series covering ag land leasing. For our homeowners, what do we do with our falling leaves? Beautiful fall leaves have begun to cover lawns and will continue to fall throughout November. It's important to remove the leaves from our home lawns. Although the scattering of leaves won't harm the lawn, excessive amounts prevent sunlight from reaching the turf grass plants. Turf left in this state for an extended period of time will be unable to make carbohydrates needed to carry it through the winter. There are a few different options for handling fallen leaves like composting, direct incorporation into the gardens, and mulching. Incorporating leaves directly into gardens is an easy method of making good use of the leaves. To do so, use a lawnmower to chop and collect the leaves into a bagging attachment. Transport leaves to the garden or flower bed and apply a 2 to 3 inch layer. Till the leaves into the soil after spreading. Repeat the process every 2 weeks until the weather is too cold or soil is too wet. Another easy and effective option is mulching by mowing the leaves with a mulching mower and letting the shredded leaves filter into the turf canopy. Mulching will be the most effective if done often enough that leaf litter doesn't become too thick. Don't wait till spring to perform garden equipment maintenance. Proper cleaning and draining will extend the life of our garden tools and equipment. As the temperature drops, and our first frost has already occurred here in McPherson County, draining hose and irrigation lines should be the top of our to-do list. Hoses should be drained by stretching them and coiling them for storage. Ultraviolet light can make hoses brittle and decay over time, so proper storage inside is necessary. Irrigation lines for lawn sprinkler systems should be winterized by shutting off the main valve for the system and opening manual drains to prevent freezing in the lines. Lawn irrigation systems usually are very shallow, and some lines are self-draining. Systems should be blown out with our air compressor, or a lawn irrigation company should be called. If manual drains are present, they should be opened as well. To clean garden tools, it is suggested to use a steel brush to remove the dirt and debris from the previous uses. Once this has been done, clean the metal portion of the tool with oil and a paper towel to prevent rusting in storage. The wooden handles should be sanded with grain sandpaper to prevent splinters and to keep the wood surface smooth. Store equipment and tools in a covered shed or a garage to prevent weathering during the winter months. These tips should help you be better prepared when the warm weather comes next spring. In my local farming news, I do have all three of the McPherson County wheat plots planted. The Golly plot is just west of 23rd and Cheyenne, north of Mound Ridge, with the Schrader plot west of Inman between 4th and 5th Avenue on Cheyenne Road. And lastly, the Patrick plot is on the north side of Highway 4 at the Marquette Road intersection. Feel free to stop by and check out the white signs to see the progress of your favorite varieties of wheat. Again, this is Shad Marston with McPherson County Extension, and I can be reached at the Extension office by calling 620-241-1523 with any of your programming or agricultural questions. I hope everyone has a fun and safe Halloween night.